بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. May the peace, blessings and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon you all. Once again, respected listeners, another episode of this program, Al-Arabiyyatu al-Jami', Arabic for all. And in this program, we are learning the language of the Quran, the language of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the language of the people of Jannah. And it's very important to try and learn the Arabic language, and with the intention, of course, to make khushu' to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and develop consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and understand the Quran in a better way. Also the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All this you will learn it when you are learning the Arabic language. And it's a great honor that you're just reading verses from the Quran and you understand the verses, or at least try to understand and struggle to understand. You'll get reward for that, inshallah. So make the intention, inshallah, in the beginning of the program, we are learning the Quran. We are learning the Quran so that to understand the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to understand the du'as and the different verses of the Noble Quran. We are learning from the Noble Quran in addition to some of the most important statements, sentences, Arabic sentences that may help you. If you go to an Arab country, you will be able, inshallah, to communicate with people, speak to them, use of these sentences, inshallah, with people. If you go to Hajj or Umrah or communicating with Arabs, even in South Africa, you've got a lot of Arabs as well. So you will be learning that, and it will develop, inshallah, that good relationship between the Muslimin. This is the second segment of the program, is to learn also some of the important statements and expressions, in addition to some of the grammatic bases as well in the program. What we need from you is also to prepare a notebook, and this notebook will help you to actually record down whatever we say, from vocabs, from sentences, from important expressions. Then you'll be able to memorize it that way. Go to the notebook, memorize whatever we have studied, and this way you will be able, inshallah, to understand and to memorize. And any language, if you don't memorize and practice the words, you will forget the language, even if you already learned it, but you will forget it this way. Even the language sometimes which we are born with, sometimes if we don't use the language and we don't use the words, we forget, and we don't feel comfortable explaining using these words. So it's very important, inshallah, to use the words and try to understand the Quran. Open your kitab, the Noble Quran. We're studying from Surah Al-Baqarah, as we said before. And this is verse number 83. I wouldn't forget the verse. وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَكُمْ وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ لَا تَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا وَذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينَ وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ ثُمَّ تَوَلَّيْتُمْ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا مِّنْكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ مُعْرِضُونَ. Just confirming, this is the verse we stood by. It's essential, as we said, that we understand the Quran and we understand the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and try to also get the hikmah and the wisdom from the ayat while we're reading the tafsir as well. I think we stood by verse 80, verse 81. وَإِذَا لَقَوُا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قَالُوا آمَنَّا وَإِذَا خَلَى بَعْضُهُمْ إِلَى بَعْضٍ قَالُوا أَتُحَدِّثُونَهُمْ بِمَا فَتَحَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمْ لِيُحَاجُّوكُمْ بِهِ عِنْدَ رَبِّكُمْ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ أَوَلَا يَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا يُسِرُّونَ وَمَا يُعْلِنُونَ. We stopped here. Then we continue. This is verse 78. ومنهم أميون لا يعلمون الكتاب إلا أماني وإنهم إلا يخرصون وإنهم إلا يظنون وإنهم إلا يظنون. We'll study this one today, inshallah. ومنهم أميون, منهم, from them, from among them. The waw means and. Waw means and. It's a prefixed resumption particle. Wa. Wa minhum, minhum, from them. Min only means from. Min, from. Then hum, that's the third person masculine plural pronoun. Hum, them. Wa minhum, and from them. Ummiyuna. Ummiyuna is referring to the unlettered people. The unlettered people. Ummi. Ummi means unlettered. Also ummi means mother. My mother. Ummi. My mother. Right? So the word, as we said before, in the Arabic language, one word, same pronunciation, same letters, can have different, total different meanings. And we see this when we give the meaning of names. Sometimes people ask me, why are the same name and it has two different meanings, totally two different meanings. This is the beauty of the Arabic language. That one word sometimes can have two different or three different meanings. Like this word, ummi. Ummi. Alif, mim, ya. Same spelling, same pronunciation, but two different meanings. One of them is my mother, ummi, and one of them is unlettered. Someone who's unlettered. Ummi, al-nabiyul ummi, the unlettered prophet. And ummiyun, that's the group, ummiyun. And ummiyun means unlettered people, the unlettered people. وَمِنْهُمْ أُمِّيُّونَ, and from them are unlettered. لَا يَعْلَمُونَ الْكِتَابِ. لَا negates what comes after it from verbs. لَا يَعْلَمْ, he doesn't know. لَا يَعْلَمُونَ, they don't know. الْكِتَابَ, they don't know the book. The book, الْكِتَابَ, the books of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِلَّا, except. إِلَّا means except. Don't forget الْكِتَاب, كِتَاب, book. كَاف, تَا, أَلِف, بَا, كِتَاب, book. Hope you're writing down. The plural of كِتَاب is, try to figure it out. The plural of kitab is kutub. Kutub. Kitab, kutub. Singular is kitab and plural is kutub. La ya'lamuna al-kitaba illa amani. Except wishful thinking. Except just, they're just hoping. They're just thinking. Wa innahum illa yadhunnun. And they are not but just guessing. Just guessing. They are just guessing and giving their own explanations. And twisting the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, twisting the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and give it their own explanations and guesses. It is not proper way of giving the explanations of the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِنْهُمْ إِلَّا يَظُنُّونَ, they're just guessing. أَنَا أَظُنُّ, I guess, or I think. أَنَا أَظُنُّ, I guess, or I think. Right, let's move on to the next verse, verse 79. فَوَيْلٌ لِلَّذِينَ يَكْتُبُونَ الْكِتَابَ بِأَيْدِيهِمْ. Now Allah speaks about a very serious issue here. Those who write the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they write the book and they say it's from Allah. They write some words and they attribute it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just to buy, to say, right, you can buy from me the word of Allah, here's the word of Allah. They're selling and buying by writing lies and attributing it to Allah. And this is how the previous books used to be modified and altered by people and by scribes. They used to write things and attribute it to Allah, writing lies, telling lies to people, putting their own wishes and their own guesses and writing it and attribute it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, while Allah didn't inspire them to write so or to say this. فَوَيْلٌ, woe to those people, woe to them, wail, woe. Woe to those people. لِلَّذِينَ يَكْتُبُونَ الْكِتَابَ, to those people who يَكْتُبُونَ, writing. يَكْتُب means to write. يَكْتُبُ كِتَاب, writing a book. كَاتِب, writer. كَاتِب is writer. كَاف أَلِفْ تَأْبَ, كَاتِب is writer. كُتَّاب, plural, writers. كُتَّاب. كَاف تَا أَلِفْ أَنْبَ, كُتَّاب, writers. This term كُتَّاب also is commonly used in Arabic to refer to the مكاتب of حفاظ القرآن, the مكتب, we say it in English here in South Africa. The word مكتب also we know, مكتب, he goes to the مكتب, means he is going to the place where he recites the Qur'an, the madrasa of حفظ القرآن. Why do you used to say that? That is going back to the old times. I studied in مكتب as well. The مكتب, we used to write the Qur'an on blackboards. So the مكتب, this is used to be the way of memorizing the Quran in the past. that we used to, everybody used to get his own blackboard, small blackboard, and we sit together in rows with the Sheikh, with the Muhaffiz, Hafiz al-Quran. He sit in front of us and we write the words after him. After he teaches us how to write, we sit and we write from the first surah till the end. We write the surahs which we're going to be memorizing, the verses of it. We're writing few verses and we memorize the verses. Then we used to now delete what we have written and write it again from memory. And so, until we memorize the words. It used to be like that. This used to be the old-fashioned way of memorizing the Noble Qur'an. Some people are still using it to memorize the Qur'an. So, by you writing and deleting and writing and deleting, you memorize. So, that writing, yaktub. So, that's why they called it maktab. That's why the word maktab came. This is how the word maktab came from. Came from the old method of writing the Qur'an and memorizing, writing and deleting and writing and deleting, and then memorizing the verses in this way. Alright, so there used to be different words, ways of memorizing, but this is one of the ways. So that's how the word maktab came. Yaktub means to write, and maktab means it refers to the place where we memorize the Quran. Also, maktab means office as well. Recent uses of this word, maktab means office, your office, al maktab. Yaktubun al kitab, writing the book. Writing the book. بأيديهم, with the hands, the writing with their own hands. ثم then, فاء and ميم, ثم, very important word, ثم, فاء, ميم, and شد and فتح on top of the ميم, so we say, ثم, then. And ثم, don't mix between ثم and سم. ثم and سم. سم with a سين. Well, ثم with a ثاء. ثم means then. سم means poison. Total different words and total different pronunciation. ثم سم. There is some similarities, but it's not the same. ثم سم. سم poison. ثم that is then. Alright. ثم يقولون. Then they say. After they write lies, they say, يقولون, يقول means to say, يقولون هذا, this is, هذا, this, what you have written, هذا means this, هذا, من عند الله, from Allah, هذا من عند الله, this is from Allah, من عند الله, why they saying that, ليشتروا به ثمنا قليلا, ليشتروا, to buy, they want to buy with, يشتري means to buy, يشتري means, to buy. The opposite of it is yabiya. Yabiya, to sell. Yashtari, yabiya. Present tense verb. Yashtari, to buy. Write it down. Very important verb. Ya, sheen, ta, ra, and ya. Yashtari. Yashtari means to buy. While we have the opposite of it, yabiya. Ya, ba, ya, ayn, yabiya, which means to sell. Now, yashtari, taking from it the noun, shira, buying, and taking from it the adjective mushtari, mushtari, the one who buys, al-mushtari wal-ba'i', they say in the colloquial, bayna al-ba'i' wal-mushtari yaftahu Allah, in a sense that if they both agree, it's fine, if they don't agree, it's fine, the seller and the buyer, right, liyashtaru means to buy, and group here, liyashtaru, because there were not one single person, there were many. Many used to do this same mischievous deed of writing lies and attributing it to Allah. لِيَشْتَرُوا بِهِ, to buy through it, or with it, buying through it, or with it, ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا, they buy from it little price, little money, with these words which they have written. Little wages, little money, little price. ثَمَن means price. مَا الثَّمَن, what is the price? مَا الثَّمَن, what is the price? كَمِ الثَّمَن means how much is the price. كَمِ الثَّمَن, very important expression. كَمِ الثَّمَن, so you want to ask about anything in Arabia, you want to buy something from an Arab, you'll say كَمِ الثَّمَن, how much is the price, how much is this. كَمِ الثَّمَن, كَاف ميم الثَّمَن أَلِف لَام ثَا ميم النون. كَمِ الثَّمَن means how much is the price. لِيَشْتَرُوا بِهِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا, to buy through it or with it, ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا, little money or little price. فَوَيْلٌ, woe to them again. فَوَيْلٌ, So, fa, that fa means so, so. فويل قليلاً, don't forget, قليلاً means little. قليلاً, little. قاف, لام, يا, لام, ألف. قليل, little. The opposite of it is كثير. كثير. كثير means so much. كثير. Many or much. Now, يشتر به ثمنا قليلا فويل. So woe. That fa means so. فويل. So woe to them. Again. لهم. فويل لهم. To them. لهم. To them. لي. To me. لك. To you. لها. To her. Or for her. فويل لهم مما كتبت أيديهم. From that which they have written. ويل لهم مما. From that. From that or from what they have written. What they have written. By the hands, aydihim. Yad means hand, and aydi, the plural aydi, means hands. Yad, hand, aydi, hands. And yadain, the two hands. Yad, ya, dal, just ya and dal, means hand. My hand, yadi. Yaduha, her hand. Aydi, the plural of yad, aydi. Aydi, hum, their hands, aydihim. Their hands. فويل لهم مما كتبت أيديهم وويل لهم, and woe to them again, مما يكسبون وويل لهم, and woe to them from what they are earning, from what they are earning. Even the earning can cause a big difficulty and big problem, because if you are earning haram money, that will make a big trouble for you, a big trouble for your family, a big trouble for yourself. There's no barakah in the rizq. You'll find diseases, sicknesses, problems happening because of what? Because of haram money. Because of haram money. People should be attention to that specifically, that your money is halal. You worked hard to get this money, to earn this money. There is no doubt there in the money. There's nothing there that you have earned it while you don't deserve it. You didn't work to deserve it. So that's considered haram money. You should work properly in order to get your money halal, and get it from halal sources, from allowed sources, not from haram sources, not from stealing, not from killing, not from riba, not from any other source, but exactly from halal sources. وَوَيْلٌ لَهُمْ مِمَّا يَكْسِبُونَ, and woe to them from what they are earning. يَكْسِب, يَكْسِب means to earn. يَا كَاف, seen, and ba. Ya, kaf, seen, and ba. Yaksib means to earn. To earn. Or to gain also. If the same word can be used, to gain. Yaksib al-thiqah, to gain your trust. Yaksib al-thiqah, to gain your trust. Yaksib al-mal, to earn money. So this word, earn and gain in Arabic, have one word to use for it. Yaksib can mean the same thing. Yaksib. There are, of course, different words in Arabic used for that, but this word yaksib can be used for both. Earn and gain. Yaksib. Ya, kaf, seen, and ba means to earn or to gain. وَإِلُ اللَّهُ مِمَّا يَكْسِبُونَ is referring to the money, so it's woe to them from what they are earning, because it will be, they will be punished for it in this dunya and in the next life. We'll stop here, verse 79. جزاكم الله خيرا for listening to العربية للجميع. We have 3 minutes to go before the news. We'll give some time for our address, inshallah. And in the coming program, we'll be having the general revision. Every second program, we're having a general revision. جزاكم الله خيرا for listening to العربية للجميع. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.